far, for the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by. this life have gone, I fly away like a bird from prison bars have flown. I fly away, I fly away, oh glory, I fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, a sinner, but I came pardon to receive from my Lord. This was freely given, and I found that he always kept his word. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine, and the white robe angels sing their glory. Happy and cheese. Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. Think of my blessed Redeemer. Be silent, and sing as the night of a song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am.
I know I shall
sing him in peace. Guardeth my footsteps and give me a song in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He left for me. Let me hide myself in the deep. Let the water and the blood from thy wound and sideways flow. Be of sin the double
very much, Mary Dixon.
All right. Yeah, thank you so much, Mary, for working us into your busy schedule. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and thank you another time that we can gather together as brothers and sisters in Christ and gather around your word. And Father, how we need you moment by moment, day by day, and you are there and you are the faithful one. We praise you for that in Christ's name. Amen. Well, I want to share a verse and some thoughts, and it's a little different, but it's been very helpful to me over the years. Quite a few years ago when I was working on my Master of Arts in Ministry, and Moody did something really good. At that time, they still had the campus in St. Petersburg. It was the, what was the name of the conference?
Keswick.
The Keswick Conference Center. And what they would do, they would schedule grad school classes. We would have a week of classes. You'd have pre-class work and post-class work. But we would meet there, and it was a beautiful campus. And what they did was they scheduled it so you did not have, it wasn't one of these where you had this week and it was just fully intense and you had no time off. They designed it so you had classes during a good part of the day, but then afternoon and evening they gave it off so you could... because most of us were, at that time, were already in ministry, so you could take vacation time, work on your graduate degree, take your wife along, which Carrie and I did that a few times, and then, we ended up going down early, and staying, and then with that, and then every night was yours in the afternoon, so if you wanted to go pick up seashells in the Gulf of Mexico, then you could do that. Or whatever, but it was just a great time and such a good idea. But one of the classes there was a class on I think the name of it was True Spirituality. And we were I'll just talk about a broad category, but it actually was Dr. B. Wayne Hopkins taught that. He was really a good guy, and as were most of them. And but anyway, and they encouraged us to, part of it, I don't remember a lot. We all know how that goes, right? Too many years ago. Yeah, it could have been yesterday, and I maybe not would have remembered it, but we know. Anyway, encourage us to memorize scriptures. And that was part of it. And what I remember of that, I remember one of those. And it was Proverbs 20:30. It says, blows that hurt cleanse away evil as do stripes the inner depths of the heart. And I can remember we were sharing verses in class, and they were saying, share one of these verses you've memorized with the class, one of these verses that has really stood out to you and has been meaningful to you. The format was something like that. So I'm Proverbs 20:30, blows that hurt cleanse away evil, as do stripes the inner depths of the soul. And I got these looks like, boy, this guy must really be going through some stuff, or what is he thinking that this, but this verse has been tonic to my soul. There's so much encouragement in this verse, and I want to share that with you this evening. Blows, and this is out of the New King James Version. The ESV says, blows that wound cleanse away evil, strokes make clean the innermost parts. But I memorized it. I was using the New King James then. Blows that hurt cleanse away evil, as do stripes the inner depths of the heart or the soul. Now I've got myself confused. But anyway, it's like there is, well, let me ask you this. Is there any hurt in this world? Do any of us suffer blows that hurt? Any evil that comes our way, or evil that needs to be cleansed from our lives? So we've got an abundant resource, don't we? Now, I'm not kidding with that, really. I mean, if we just think about it, how complete God's plan in growing us up, in maturing us in Jesus Christ is. And it came to mind, and we're not going there tonight. We could, but for God causes all things to work together for good to those who love him, to those who are called according to his purpose. Now, we usually like to think of the good things, and we don't, but blows that hurt, it's like, let's change the subject. Blows that hurt, what are you talking about, Dave? Well, it's like this renewable energy source. Have any of you heard of the Toyota Mirai? I had neither until just a few days ago. I stumbled upon it. What was I searching for? But anyway, it's Toyota. It's supposed to be available late this year. I think it's maybe already available at some places in California, and then in next year. It's developed with the fuel cell technology. And again, I can't remember what I was searching for. It was something for this message, but it just took a completely different turn because I think I looked up renewable energy. And I think that the Toyota thing came up, and they had this promotional. And they had this woman, I think she was probably like the face of this particular marketing, spearheading this particular marketing drive. But she was meeting with these children, and it showed her, and they had a lemonade stand. And they weren't selling much. And she's talking to them in these global marketing terms, and it's like, well, it looks like, you know, there's a product glut here, you know, and you're not turning over your product, and you've got all this excess. Well, can I make a deal with you? Because she said, I can use all of the lemonade that you can get to me. And the point of this was that about you could take about anything, lemonade included, and take it and make hydrogen, which hydrogen powers the fuel cells. Okay, and this is what God does. He doesn't just take about anything. He can take everything. 2 Corinthians, if you would turn there, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, I think is where I want to go, but I'm looking for my marker here. Yeah. 4:15. 2 Corinthians 4:15. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. Now that was just prepping us for verse 15, really. So we do not lose heart. We do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, I'll pause here for amen. But this is the truth. This is the truth of our lives set in the context of eternity. Though our outward self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. See, this renewal that is going on, and this is encouraging to us. And that verse has always been encouraging to me. Funny, though, as the older I get, it gets more and more encouraging all the time. See, sometimes we miss such opportunities because we just flat out don't listen to God. Because we are hurt. Someone hurts us. Someone says the wrong thing to us at church. And I mean, it's every church, every part of the country, probably every part of the world. Someone said something and it hurt us. Now, sometimes it's valid. Someone did say something mean and it hurt that person. Well, I'm not going back there, or I'm never speaking to that person again, or I'm this, or I'm that. And you missed such an opportunity. See, the blows that hurt, it doesn't say those whether those blows are deserved or undeserved, does it? See, this renewable energy source, we can say, God says, I'll take that. That person was a jerk. That person was rude. That person was mean. That blow hurt. God said, I can take that in your life. And he's done much cleansing in my life. He said, blows that hurt cleanse away evil, as do stripes the inner depths of the heart. God said they intended it for evil. Dave, you just watch what I'll do. Compare that now, folks, to when we go pouting. And instead of letting God take that and heal that wound and go deep within us to heal us in to a depth that we're not even capable of, and bringing strength to our inner self, our soul, our spirit. And he can do it with someone's rude remark or the hateful snub. Now, sometimes these things happen, these blows that hurt, and it was unintentional. Sometimes we're overreacting or we're projecting something on a situation and the person never meant it. And, well, a couple of things happen there. For one thing, again, it doesn't matter the motivation for that blow that hurts, whether it was deserved or undeserved or whatever. God will still take that and do a cleansing work in our life. But here is an added benefit of that. When we listen to God and we let him cleanse our lives in these ways, what we start seeing, and I think I can say, and I'll say this from experience, I think I could take us to Scripture too. The only reason I think I wouldn't be able to take you to Scripture as far as the quantity, because I'm going to say, I think much of the time, then when we face this, the more that we let God do this in our lives, those blows, some of them, they don't hurt at all, even though they were intended to hurt. And some of them we see that that person never intended anything like that at all. But that when we go around licking our wounds, when we go around angry and resentful, when we go around, because the opposite, you know, there's God healing our wounds, there's our licking our wounds, we might say, and I think if we could extend that, and oftentimes that involves seeking vengeance. And that's one of those things, it's like a drug that you can feel good for a little bit, but it's destroying you inside. So you compare that, all those scenarios, and put them up to God saying, Dave, I'll take anything, any hurt. It can be physical hurt. Anything. God said, fill in your name. Dave, I won't say names because I don't want to put anybody on the spot. I could do that to Carrie or Lee probably and it'd be okay. But, and he said, I will take that and I will do my work in your life through those things. See, here's one of the, if the greatest things that we can learn as a believer in Christ, and that we can be the blessing that we were intended to be in wherever our realm is, in our family, in our church fellowship, where God can take that, and we could use an analogy. Someone is like they sprayed poison on a plant, and God says, oh, I know just how to handle that. And he takes that, and it just it brings strength to us. Blows that hurt cleanse away evil, as do stripes the inner depths of the soul. I could give you more on that story. I was in a situation, and I don't want to pick on one sex or the other, but I had some pretty hateful women in our church. I won't identify the church, and hopefully you can't put it together. They would say anything and everything. They would say some of the meanest things. After a while, you could believe they said it because you knew they did. And God's just, he's, now did those things still hurt? Yeah, they did. But did God use that in an amazing way? And you just, you open yourselves up for the filling of his Spirit, and you're just a different person. And you just see everything just so differently. Blows that hurt cleanse away evil, as do stripes the inner depths of the soul or the heart. Does anybody here have a New King James? Let me look. I'm going to get that right. I've got it right here. I'm like Popeye sometimes. I stood all I can. I can't stand no more. But that's probably not very biblical, is it? Give me just a second. I'm going to find that. So, okay, we're getting there. And see, I know this verse. It's one of those, but when you think, yeah, it is heart. I thought it was. Blows that hurt cleanse away evil, as do stripes the inner depths of the heart. And do not be one of those Christians where the only time you get built up is when God is quote-unquote blessing you. You know, I talked this morning about the person that gets it and the person that just doesn't get it. That person that has to be quote-unquote blessed, you know, when they're sick, they've got to be healed. When their finances are down, they've got to get a big check in the mail or what. It's that person doesn't get it. They don't, and the deep things that God could do in their life. Now, God will do those things. But we can't, don't just have a relationship with God where like, oh God, you're so wonderful, and these good things, you're quote unquote blessing me. And then these difficult things come. Because see, it's like your God isn't great enough to take the blows that hurt and make them a source of strength in your life when you're in that mode. But when you let God, when you hear the voice of God, he can take everything for those who love him and cause it for good. And that's not just a group of people, but for individuals. Now we're understanding the depth of God's love. We're understanding the greatness of his power, the limitlessness of his providential care for us. Blows that hurt cleanse away evil, as do stripes the inner depths of the heart. God will heal our wounds. Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. I want to go to the Balm of Gilead here in a minute, but we've got just a few minutes. I want to just say, let me go first to that. If you'd like to turn to Jeremiah 8:20. If you'd like to turn to Jeremiah 8:20. Jeremiah 8:20. You've probably heard an evangelist use this text, but Jeremiah 8:20, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the wound of my daughter of my people is my heart wounded. I mourn and dismay has taken hold of me. And here's Jeremiah's lament. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then has the health of the daughter of my people not been restored? See, there was balm in Gilead, we might say. And what he's saying here is that God, the healer, and of course their healing had to be the confession of their sin. That was what was going to bring healing to their land. But they refused God's healing hand. See, they're moaning and they're groaning under the weight of their sin and God's impending judgment. Who will heal our wounds? And Jeremiah said, is there no balm in Gilead? The balm is there, but what they were getting was, if you could just scroll back in Jeremiah 8 to verse 11, they were getting light healing. They were getting surface healing, not the heavy duty healing of going in, blows that hurt cleanse away evil, as do stripes the inner depths of the heart. Not that heavy, the hand of God reaching deep in our lives and bringing us strength and forgiveness there, but the salve of the false prophets. And that's who it's speaking of in Jeremiah 8:11. They have healed the wound of my people lightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. And that is the healing, that's the salve that we have to reject. And I'm not going to go off on that very far, except for saying, when there is not peace, we can't say there's peace. When there's not a right relationship with God, so someone is denying their sinfulness, someone is clinging to something else for salvation, we can't go along with that. The cure for sin is forgiveness through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. That's the heavy healing here. Now, of course, Christ isn't in the picture yet. The coming Messiah was, but in Jeremiah. But the picture was, they knew, they heard it again and again. God said, I sent my prophets to you time and time again. They knew, but they kept refusing. They kept trying to find peace, but they would not come to the peace that God offered because they would not confess their sins. And we got just a couple of minutes. If you turn to 1 Peter 3, 8 and 9. 1 Peter 3, 8 and 9. As you're turning there, just one more proverb I'll share. Proverb 27:6. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. See, when we start getting this thing right about the wounds that we suffer and what God can do with those, we start understanding more. It says the kisses of the enemy are profuse. And there's this abundance of kisses from the enemy, this flattery, this superficial relationship. And we'll look at that, but then sometimes our enemy, has anyone here ever their kids has ever not said that you're mean, told you as when you were parents that you're mean? I mean, is there any parent that hasn't heard those words or the kids are upset? Well, that's the wound of a friend. Now, see, children, they might not understand that, but as adults and as we're maturing in Christ, we should. Sometimes we have such wrong ideas. We spoke of mercy this morning. We have such wrong ideas of God's love and God's mercy, and we built such an environment that is so far off biblically that when someone does come and speak a good word of truth to us, and it is a rebuke or it is an admonition, but it was done in a right way. It's the wound of a friend. And we just don't know how to handle that because we don't know how to handle our wounds. But it says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. So to the 1 Peter 3 text, and I'm still not there. I thought I turned there. Well, you know, I've got it right here, so I'm going to read it from my sheet. Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling. See, this is where a lot of our wounds come. These actions that were done toward us, these words that were spoken toward us. The first step in allowing God to heal the blows that hurt is hearing what God says precisely. And I don't know if it's this text and it's a different translation or another text, but in one of the places it's never pay back. In fact, I think it says it might be NIV. Never pay back insult for insult. That blow that came, those sharp words, we don't pay those back. We let God do his cleansing work. It's never, now this is not saying, again, we'll hone in on something sometimes, and then there are these other scenarios that are valid. It is not saying that we don't maybe go and approach that person and say, you know, the way you spoke with me, that was wrong. And it's wrong in the way you treated me, and it's wrong before God. It's not eliminating that. But that's not paying it back. Paying it back is we send the zinger back to them. Or a favorite way we have of paying it back is we don't speak it to that person, but you better believe 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 others are going to hear how awful they are and that mean thing they said to us. That's revenge, folks. Gossip is revenge. We're not handling our wounds. The gossiper is a person who licks their wounds, who feels sorry, who does not have this vision of a God great enough that can go in and do healing work even through this awfulness of gospel. But says, do not do that, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. Obtain a blessing and to be God's blessing. It's the opportunity we have while still on this earth to be a blessing, to receive his blessing, to be a transmitter of the blessing of God. I hope you can get as much from that proverb as I have over the years. Make it, you know, you have you have tools in the shop. You know, we got farmers and then a lot of you guys do things on the side. I know you've got tools, and it's like, boy, sometimes you even remember when you bought that tool. And it's just a go-to, and it's so handy. This is one of those. Proverbs 20:30. Memorize it in your Bible translation that you use. Blows that hurt cleanse away evil, as do stripes the inner depths of the heart. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for this day. Thank you for the blessing of being able to worship you twice today. Thank you that Mary's health was such that allowed her to come out. And what a blessing she is in our song service there. We lift her up, Lord, the results of the test coming Thursday. Lord, help her to just completely lean upon your strong arms, the strength of your word. The hope and the promise that's available to her, every bit of you, God, through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that she has a good man by her side. What a blessing that is, and strong family by her. And Lord, we thank you for that, so many of us, the abundant blessings. Lord, help us to honor you in everything, to treasure the opportunity to honor you, to treasure the stewardship that you've given us as children of God, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.